T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
So it's very clear, and the media has concluded, that the New Zealand massacre, which was horrific and tragic, and we cannot condemn it in stronger terms, was caused clearly, by President Trump.
Well, of course.
Yes. Because it just, you can tell that it was caused by President Trump. You know, this article that you sent me over the weekend really puts stuff in perspective. Do you realize since January of, this year, Nigerian Muslims have slaughtered 120 Christians?
Now,
120.
And most folks won't realize that because this has not been widely broadcast.
Or at all. This article you sent me from The Spectator documented this, Lee. Sky News, BBC World, CNN, CNBC, Al Jazeera were all silent on all of the events in Nigeria, mm-hmm. not meriting a single story. Now, contrast that with the coverage of New Zealand.
Yeah.
These folks in Nigeria were killed purely because they were Christians.
They were black Christians killed by black Muslims.
Yeah.
And not only were they killed, they went through, shot and killed the people, and burned their homes to the ground.
Right. And that's part of the conquest for territory
yes.
that's going on right now by Muslims.
Yeah.
And this has been the way that Islam has been spread since the beginning, when it began on the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, where they just essentially, you got the option. You could either convert or they would kill you. Unless you were, a really wealthy area with a lot of great farmland, in which case you didn't get the convert option. They just killed you. And that's how the followers of Muhammad and what later became the Saudi royal family basically joined forces and spread Islam throughout the world before, until eventually it became the Ottoman Empire. It was not spread through proselytization. It was spread at the point of the knife and the point of the machete and, the point of the sword. So, what is going on in Nigeria is ancient, and it's been going on for, well over 1,000 years. It's nothing new. But you would think, if it's such a big deal for 50 people in New Zealand to be killed while peacefully worshiping.
And it is a big deal.
And it is. It is a huge deal. But why isn't the Nigerian massacre since January, 120, more than twice the people, as big of a deal? It has it is identical. It has all the same components. In fact, it's such a non-deal that CNN couldn't find the time to do a single story on it.
Yeah.
And so that just goes to show you that a lot of the coverage here is hype. It truly is. We don't really care about these kind of massacres unless it's Muslims being killed, in which case we just won't talk about it. That's just the way they manipulate you to make you think it's only happening one way. That this isn't ancient, that there isn't a huge history of this all over the world. Like, this is some new and novel thing caused by Donald Trump. And it's simply not. Meanwhile, The first story that I heard on this was on a national news radio, Alphabet Soup, news affiliate. And they said, essentially that Trump had caused this with his rhetoric on immigrants, and that this killer had been inspired by Trump's, rhetoric on immigrants. And so then the media went wild, from the Huffington Post to CNN, blaming people in the Republican Party, including Steve King, because we all know he's a racist, because he was, what he said was taken totally out of context by the New York Times to make him look so. So that must have been what caused this. And see, he has the same ideology as the Republicans and Trump. No, not even close.
No, not at all.
And we know that because he left us a 74-page
right.
manifesto where Trump is where Trump's name turns up one time. Here is the one Trump reference from the killer's manifesto. Where/are you a supporter of Donald Trump? He asks, I guess, of himself. As a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, sure. As a policymaker and leader, question mark, dear God, no.
Doesn't exactly sound like a ringing endorsement of Donald Trump to me.
No, I just don't see him in a MAGA hat at a Trump rally.
No.
No. So who was this guy? He describes himself as an eco-fascist by nature.
Oh, in other words, an environmentalist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's an environmental wacko.
Okay.
That's what eco-fascist means.
Yeah.
The killer praised China as the, quote, nation with the closest political and social values to my own. China.
Great.
Boy, if there's one nation Trump's got an issue with,
yeah,
it's China.
Yeah. So, Leslie, this guy is in favor of having a nation with an economy that basically breaks all the rules, that steals intellectual property, that manipulates its currency, that does not follow through on its international trade treaties, that basically imprisons people for their religious beliefs and uses slave labor to bring down the cost of manufacturing. Well, there you go.
All in the name of communism.
There's your eco-fascist. Thank you. Good night, everybody.
You can totally see the similarities there with Trump, right?
Of course.
Yeah, totally.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. Describing himself as a racist, Terrence states, this is, again, the New Zealand killer, Terrence states he's not a conservative and could be labeled a, oh, wait for it, socialist.
Okay, there we go.
Terrence says he's an actual fascist in another part of the 74-page manifesto. And then he even adds, quote, I am sure the journalist will love that. Adding that, again, he considers himself an eco-fascist by nature. This is one of them, again.
Well, apparently the journalist loved it so much that they buried it.
They absolutely buried
it. And this, you are not hearing about this. Rush Limbaugh was the first one I heard to be mentioning this right after this happened because he actually read the manifesto that the rest of the media was ignoring. And I say ignoring because Rush had to get it from the media.
Yeah, so I mean, and again, that the first one I heard of this was one of the Alphabet Soup, you know, networks. I it was ABC, NBC. I can't remember which one it was, but and they were saying, you know, oh, so yeah, because he admired Trump's immigration, you know, stance, and that's why he did this. Wow, what a stretch that is.
Well, considering that in print he says that he does not agree with him on policy.
Yeah, I mean, he couldn't be clearer on that.
Yeah.
But yet we're told that the Republicans and conservatives inspired this. And he's like, oh, heck no, I'm not a conservative. So meanwhile, you got all that going on with him, Lee. And the media won't tell you anything at all about it. It's just total manipulation of the news.
It is.
You know, and there's nothing wrong with coverage of this and a lot of coverage of this. But come on, let's cover what happened in Nigeria. And let's be honest about who this guy was. By the way, this guy's background is identical to the white supremacist who did this Charlottesville stuff. Every one of them, a former socialist, supporter of Obama, current socialist, one of them an Occupy Wall Street guy, all of whom discovered they were racist right after Trump won. But somehow they're right-wingers. Somehow.
And now it's time for
random
facts.
Number one, Mel Brooks, remember him, was a combat engineer in World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He got into comedy after he was discharged. Random fact number two, green bean casserole was created in 1955. I do not like green bean casserole. I know that's weird. Everybody else does. I do not. There is nothing you can do to it, a green bean, to make me like it. But anyway, green bean casserole was created in 1955 by a woman named Dorcas Riley, who worked at Campbell's Soup. It was to help sell cream of mushroom soup, and it was such a success, she was introduced into the National Inventors Hall of Fame in 2002. And I've been having to turn down green bean casserole ever since, which is always a little awkward with the cook. Random fact number three, when the first grocery store opened in the U.S. in 1916, the average total at checkout was 96 cents. Adjusted for inflation, that's about $22 in today's dollars. Can you imagine a life before you could go to the grocery store? No, I don't want to. Random fact number four, Abraham Lincoln became a lawyer. You realize that means grocery stores have only been around, like, in human history for, like, 100 years? Yeah, the times we live in. Okay, random fact number four. Abraham Lincoln became a lawyer without going to law school. He studied on his own, then passed the Illinois bar exam. And random fact number 5, the University of Minnesota is older than the state of Minnesota. The school was founded in 1851 when Minnesota was just a territory. It became a state in 1858.
This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts. All right, coming up in just a minute, are you paying for college? Are you trying to pay for college? Have you given up entirely and just taken out a bunch of loans for your child? Or, you know, maybe you're like me, you're trying to save for college. You're going to want to hear this coming up. Just something to put a little bit, but put everything into a little bit of perspective. But first, MS-13 members doing the work of God. They're children of God, after all, says Nancy Pelosi, so it must be true. She's the Democrat Speaker of the House, by the way. Headline, 5 charged in MS-13-linked slaying. Oh, it's not linked. It was at the home of the gang leaders. 5 charged in MS-13-linked slaying of Virginia teen, who was stabbed 100 times and then burned to make extra sure he was dead. He was 16. Jackson Pineda Chicas of Falls Church, Virginia. And he figured he would leave the gang. He didn't know it was like the Hotel California could check out, but you can never leave. They fooled him. They tricked him into coming to gang leaders' homes. The gang leader, 29-year-old Jose Ordonez Zometa. And they stabbed him over and over and over. Our victim in this case was part of this gang, said Major Brian Riley, commander of Prince George's County Police Department's Criminal Investigation Division. These were his gang member friends. Some friends, right? Who turned on him. This isn't a gang war. I want to make sure we get that clear. This isn't two gangs fighting each other. This is a gang that turned on one of their own. He later added, 100 stab wounds is obviously overkill. That's sending a message. After he was killed, police said the suspects drove the victim's body to next door Stafford County, dumped it on the side of the road, and set it on fire. Police said the MS-13 clique involved in the killing operates out of Fairfax, Virginia. But their leader lived in Prince George's County. Okay, so again, I've been telling you this. We just had this from the Florida Sun Sentinel. Headline, 5 of the 6 most violent cities in the world are where? In Mexico. Dude, not in Syria? No. Afghanistan? Uh-uh. Mexico. Mexico, when it comes to violent crime per capita, 2nd deadliest country on earth. But we can totally have an open border with Mexico. It'll totally work out. It'll be fine. Because they're children of God. We all slip up from time to time and stab those who make us angry over 100 times. No, wait, we don't. Folks, the idea that we can have an open border with this and we won't begin to see this in our country. I'm not talking about gangs. We've always had those. I'm not talking about gang shootings or gang wars or drive-by shootings or people getting caught up in a hail of bullets. We've had all that for years. But this is different, these things we're seeing. There are things we are seeing that we have never seen before in America, and I've been documenting them for you. It started with the takeover by the cartel of the Los Angeles jail. The sheriff was not in control of the jail anymore, except in name only, and the FBI had to go in and bust it up. One of the few useful things they've done lately. Then we had the open-air, broad daylight execution on the New York subway platform in AOC's district. She had nothing to say about that. She got plenty to say about everything else. Now we have the NYPD being threatened by MS-13 in their own homes. That is exactly the tactics that these gangs use in Guatemala and El Salvador and Central America and Mexico. Nobody opposes them. The police let them do what they want, or they kill the police or the judges and their entire families when they're off duty and sometimes when they're on duty. We've had 2 in the last 2 months. Attempted assassinations of police chiefs in 2 separate states in Mexico, one of whom was assassinated. Police there cannot even go out of their homes without security details, or the cartels will kill them. Do you think that this won't happen here? Because if you do, you're living in a dream world. And President Trump wants to put the wall up to protect us, but they won't let him. They won't let him. All right, coming up, we just heard about a big college scam. Biggest college scandal in history. You Probably heard about it on the news. The Hollywood celebrities, the CEOs. Nice choice of bump tunes, producer Matt. Excellent choice. Okay, so anyway, yeah, college scam. But is college itself a scam? What do you hear this, parents, as you save for college or try to pay for it? Next. Hey, Dad.
Mom.
You paying for college? Or trying anyway? Good luck. You want to have a heart attack? If you don't have kids nearing college age yet, go look up the tuition and fees for Clemson. Which, by the way, they're fairly reasonable compared to most colleges. And, you know, we've been talking about this, the college scandal, all that. You've heard about it, the CEOs, Felicity Huffman, the Hollywood celebrities. But is college itself a scam? Some pretty good evidence that it is. Spectator writes, as offensive as the scandal is, it is nowhere near the biggest college scandal in our history. The biggest scandal is what's going on right now with college tuition. College tuition and textbook costs, listen to this, have climbed faster than any other component of the economy. At the same time, the value of a college degree in fields of questionable economic utility have correspondingly diminished. And here's the math that's causing a lot of it. Listen to this. The propagation of the myth that a college degree translates into much higher income over a lifetime is part of the problem. Remove the scientific and engineering fields from that equation, and the myth crumbles as fast as the interest payments on student debt rise. In other words, if you're going to college and you're going to get a science degree, you're going to get an engineering degree, you're going to be a doctor, biologist, whatever, then yes, it does translate to significantly higher earnings. However, if you're going to get a liberal arts degree, no. And the problem with this equation, you've been hearing this for, 20 years now, 20 plus years. Well, here's the higher lifetime earnings of the college degree. Again, remove the scientific and engineering fields and it plummets. The mathematical equation does not work out, even in Common Core math. About 44% of college graduates end up in jobs that do not require a college education. This is a government-caused crisis, by the way. They say colleges raised tuition knowing students could easily borrow money because the government was making massive government-backed loans available. What started as a benign program ended up, like many government programs, causing disastrous effects not only to individuals but for the whole economy. And basically what they say is once easy money became available, in other words, easy to borrow, not so easy to pay off. Because the government got into the game, the colleges went, oh, we'll just jack our tuition. Because people can borrow the money. And we'll put every liberal we know on the payroll as an assistant professor of blah, blah, blah. This is like I'm College of Charleston, right? I did this when I was on the radio in Charleston. They very kindly sent me a list of all the people who were on their faculty. I guess they wanted me to call them for comment or something for the show. I'm going through there. And they're like half a dozen women's studies professors. What do you need that for? I like four or five sociology professors. Why? Dude, we could have one or two for the entire state. There's this thing called the internet. You could put them on the internet, have people go to school on their computers. We don't need a stable full of women's studies professors. And you would go through and you would find this and you'd be like, why are these people in a payroll? African studies professors? And go on and on and on and on. And it's not like anybody's learning any, Western Civ anymore in these schools. And the reason that this is the reason that college tuition and textbook costs have climbed faster, this is incredible to me, than any other component of the economy. Yeah, they're out of control because the government's involved. And the government whacks out whatever it touches every time. I don't know what the answer is. I was having a conversation with Dad about this weekend, my dad. Actually, I was talking to my nephew, who is 17, and he's a B student. He's trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. He's looking at the Coast Guard and that kind of thing. And, my sister is a single mom. She has struggled and has not been able to save anything for college. So, my dad and her were there freaking out, trying to figure out how they're going to send him to college. And I said, don't. If I had it to do over, You know what I would do right now? I would go, certain me, I mean, I would go to community college, I would go to a technical school, and I would get a degree in either plumbing, electrical, welding. Welding pays so well for women. Oh my God, there are no women welders. I know of a woman in her late 20s, she's like 28, who made $150,000 the last year I knew her income, and she was turning down business because they have no women welders. So she doesn't even weld anymore. She just bids for contracts and sends welding crews out there. They've got, you know, all these minority contracts, and then companies just like to have one woman welder so they can claim her. She's killing it. She's not even welding. What the heck? Anyway, I'd go get one of those. I'd pick one of those, and I would get it just as a backup for my life. And then I'd probably go about, you know, doing whatever. And I told my nephew, Landon, I said, Landon, don't. Go and get one of these degrees. Just get one. One of my, I'll tell you what, Long Heating and Air, they have the hardest problem. The you know, manager there, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but you know what their biggest problem is? Finding people to do their work. They are trying to find people to pay over $20 an hour to do electrical work. And we're just not graduating them fast enough. I mean, so I was, you know, go work for somebody for a year or two. Start your own welding business. Start your own electrical business. Start your own whatever, plumbing, heating, and do it that way. Or at least have it to fall back on should stuff fall apart for you and we hit another great recession the next time the Democrats are in charge, because that's coming. But this is just not sustainable. A liberal arts degree doesn't even pay for itself across a lifetime. So anyway, that's what I told my cousin. I said, listen, he said you were a better student than me. You know, had really good grades. I said, I think that's still what I would do. I don't think I'd go to UNC again. I could go to technical college. At least until I figured out what I wanted to do with my life. Meanwhile, got this coming up. I got to tell you what, folks, the stuff that Democrats get away with, that would end a Republican's political prospects right there. Just unbelievable. Have you heard the latest on the fake Mexican? Beto O'Rourke. Highly Irish, that guy, but he wants you to believe he's a Mexican because that's what's hot and hip. Have you read what this guy wrote? I'll get into this coming up in just a moment and much more. Stay put. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see if there's any common sense there today. There usually is. Text writes, does our alphabet media even care about the 120 Christians killed over the last 3 weeks by Nigerian Muslims? No. CNN has done zero articles on that. Zero news reports. None. 120. Wow, that's more than twice as many as were killed in Christchurch. Both are obviously horrific tragedies. But it just shows the level to which they go to manipulate your reality, make you think it's only going one way, when it's, as usual, more complicated than that. Texter writes, where'd it go? Tara, women are said to have a better natural eye for welding. Well, we are detail-oriented. Another texter writes, I went to tech school 20 years ago for a diesel mechanic degree, now making six figures running the show. I'm not surprised. That's what I told my nephew over the weekend. I said, listen, Dan, don't go take out a bunch of loans. Don't. He lives in Charlotte. So I said, you know, go to CPCC. It's our, you know, local technical college. I said, you know, get yourself a degree and, you know, pick one. Engine, you know, pick one. Electricity, you know, welding, plumbing, auto mechanics, something like that. You'll always have it. It'll be a great backup for you. You know, and I mean, when you've got these, you know, these companies hiring electricians starting at, you know, $22 to $26 an hour. I mean, what? Going to come out of college, you'll have a degree. You actually be able to do something with it. And while you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your life and having your existential crisis, which everybody has in their 20s, I did too, you could be making $22 to $26 bucks an hour and have no college debt. You'd be so far ahead of your peers. And he kind of felt bad about that because, you know, there's just this expectation that you go to college, right? I mean, he goes to a private school. All his friends are going to college. I said, no, I think that's a mentality that we need to let go of. I mean, I think if college is for you and you have a very specific plan in mind for a science field that you're going to go into and you know what you're going to do, which is very rare at that age, then I think it's fine. But if you're like the rest of us, you don't really know what you're going to do. No, please don't take out $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 worth of college debt. Text writes, Tara, I was going to college for criminal justice. I have completed 4 years, still not done. As of right now, I owe $60,000 in student loans. If I have a choice, I will not send my kids to college. Texter writes, more like Beta O'Rourke, not Beto. I hope Trump starts calling him Beta Boy. Oh, that would be perfect. That would be awesome. By the way, did you see what he did? I only bring this up. The guy's not going to be the nominee for his party. But I only bring this up just to show you what you can get away with if you're a Democrat. No Republican would survive this. A young Beto O'Rourke, his real name's Francis Robert, wrote a murder fantasy, about running over children and was part of a famed hacking group. Allegedly, he didn't hack anything, but, you know, anyway. A 15-year-old Beto O'Rourke once wrote a murder fantasy short story. Did you write one of those in your teens? Oh, we all did. Oh, no, wait, no, we didn't. Because we're not whacked. A 15-year-old Beto O'Rourke once wrote a murder fantasy short story about running over two children with a car, according to a new report that also revealed the now presidential candidate was a member of a famous hacking group. The details were uncovered in a Reuters report. We'll get into that in a minute. He wrote them under the pseudonym Psychedelic Warlord. One piece in particular detailed the narrator's murder spree as part of his goal of seeking, are you ready for this? Quote, the termination of everything that was free and loving. Oh, so he's going to fit right in with the current class of socialist Democrats. The piece described the first kill of children, mind you, as the murder of two children crossing the street. But I mean, other than that, he's a great guy. Now, don't write him off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.